You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to what has been another very, very good show, if I do say so myself. And when you work with talent, it's just undeniable. It's just hard to stop the momentum. But Winston Smith's contributions to the show tonight, I'm greatly appreciative for. Ken Givenden, dailyken.com. And I had thought there during the last commercial break of what I had intended to say in summation of our conversation with Ken. We were talking obviously about crimes and who commits the vast majority of crimes, certainly with respect to their percentage of the population. You see now this culture that basically they have been taught to hate white people so much by the media, by movies, by television, by their so-called leaders, the vast majority of them, that I think black people almost feel compelled to act out and to fight against this system of what they are brainwashed to believe is white privilege and white supremacy, because we've built a first world country here and that's alien. And so they use racism as an excuse to act out. They must act out because they have been the victims of racism. This is what they're taught. And that any actions that they do, any crimes that they commit, is excused in their minds because of racism. And well, I was trying to work that point in, but I couldn't bring it to, I couldn't recall it at the time. But great work by Ken in that hour, and it's a very important topic. And again, his website is dailyken.com. Now we got Eddie the Bombardier Miller for the remainder of the hour. He's got to say a final word about it too. And then we're going to get to immigration, the focal point of tonight's show, and we mentioned it at least one segment during the first hour. The entire third hour after Eddie makes this remark is going to be on the invasion. We are continuing to focus on that here. The biggest story going on in the country is the third world invasion. We're going to train our sights on it here for the remaining time we have with you this evening.
I would just like to say good evening, people. Again, this is Eddie the Bombardier Miller back. I would just like to tell you about the numerous identical twin studies that have been done. I was telling James Edwards that at the end of the break that here's the scenario, and this has been proven over and over again. Just say, for instance, James Edwards had an identical twin. He was separated at birth unknowingly. And his identical twin, he could be raised in San Diego, California, Nome, Alaska, Mexico City. Doesn't matter. When they're reunited in a reunion, so happens is, in every single case, the identical twins are much more alike. That's why they call them identical. Much more alike. They are identical. It's far more so than another sibling that's not a twin that grew up in the same house with James Edwards. James Edwards has a brother. If he had an identical twin separated at birth, it would be much, much more similarity between James Edwards and his identical twin. This bad experiment has been carried on many, many, many times. You can't escape your genes. Anecdotal evidence, look at any nation in Africa now. There's probably 70 or 80 nations in Africa now. Not like I heard one fellow say, there's never been a rocket launched out of the continent of Africa. You just can't do it. Genetics doesn't apply just to blacks. If you see, let's say, for instance, my wife's a big football fan. This guy named Gronkowski plays for the New England Patriots. What is he? 6'6", 260, runs a 40 and 4'6". If he gets married to a woman who's 6 feet tall, they're not going to have a kid 5 feet tall. I mean, it's common sense, folks. Now, so much for that. Now, I guess me and James are going to go to immigration now.
Yeah, I got something for you.
Okay, let's go back to James, where he's going to tell us what we're going to do next, folks.
Well, Eddie's got a lot of notes here. I wanted to work this in, though, and I think it's an important point. Well, what you said was very important, too, Eddie, and that is, yes, I mean, people can see that what you look like is tied to who your parents are. And that is skin color, along with height and weight and hair color, eye color, so on and so forth. And certainly IQ and intelligence is part of that too. But that's where, you know, they say, you know, all of these other things are because of who your parents are, appearance, et cetera, certain skills. You see so many athletes who have children who are athletes. Now, what are the odds of a person in the same family becoming a professional athlete if it wasn't for some sort of genetic predisposition? But they'll say all that ends at intelligence, which is, of course, silly. Well, I wanted to, as we shift now, Eddie, to refocus our attention on the invasion, we have to remember that this third world invasion that we are suffering here in America is not unique to America. It is happening in Europe, too. And we've covered this before, but we want to remember our cousins in Europe. And Sweden is now the new rape capital of the world. Now, they've got a little different invasion in that they are being invaded by the Muslims. But the Muslims have some things in common with our invaders, that they do come from a third world society. And what's scary is that the Muslims come from a more advanced third world society than, I guess, you know, South American folk. But they seem to be very skilled rapists, nevertheless. In the first 7 months of 2013, and I'll make this very quick, over 1,000 Swedish women were raped by Muslim immigrants in the capital city of Stockholm. Now, that's one city. Now, obviously, Stockholm is a big city, but in the first 7 months of 2013, over 1,000 Swedish women were raped by Muslim immigrants in the capital city alone. Over 300 of those were under the age of 15. The number of rapes is up 16% so far this year compared to previous years, and a large proportion of the increase include rape of young preteen girls. In an official report quoted from the Swedish National Council for Crime Prevention, they refused to mention the M word, Muslim, in socialist suffocated Sweden, a country held hostage by the extreme left. But when you contact senior police and government sources, they confirm, anonymously, of course, in fear of losing their jobs, that these numbers represent Muslims. And a majority of these rapes and sexual assaults are caused by asylum seekers, and the numbers are only the tip of the iceberg. According to local authorities, Sweden's real rape statistics are anywhere between 400 and 900% higher than the official numbers. So basically, Eddie, what we're seeing happen over there, it's free game for Muslim men to assault women in Sweden, these beautiful Swedish women, and punishments are lenient. In fact, instead of punishing them as they should, the Swedish government brings in more of them by the thousands each year. Sweden now has the second highest number of rapes in the world after South Africa, which at 53.2 per 100,000 is six times higher than the United States. And I've got a picture of two Swedish women on our website. That alone is worth checking out, thepoliticalcesspool.org. But this is the thing we were talking about in the first hour. I mean, this is the benefit of immersing yourself in the multiculturalism from third world nations. And as Sweden continues to be swamped by Muslims, it will adopt Muslim practices. It will no longer be Swedish. You know, they can keep the name Sweden if they want to, but it won't be Swedish. You know, all of the all of the traditions and customs that this Viking stock of people had put into practice over the course of many centuries will be wiped away as they are flooded by people who are alien to their culture, and that's happening here, and it's happening there, and we need to protect our countries, folks. You know, we're not going down and trying to change these third world practices. They need to better themselves. We're going to take a break, and it's all Eddie after this.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1-month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang. Call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We're continuing our focus here on the Political Cesspool radio program on the third world invasion of not just America, but the white world. As Bob Whitaker has often stated, Africa for the African, Asia for the Asians, white countries for everybody, and it's happening in Europe as well. And, you know, it's not good for us. It's not good. You know, we deserve to be able to have a place where we can live and enjoy our way of life, and it's being eradicated at lightning speed now. And I'm going to turn it back over to Eddie, and then I'm going to let you behold the spectacle, something that I don't think we reported on last week. Scary stuff is happening. The extent to which this country is going, and not just turning a blind eye, but actually aiding and abetting the illegal alien invasion, has reached epic proportions. And I'll talk about that after Eddie has his say.
Well, I'm glad to be back, people. Eddie the Bombardier Miller here. I'd like to address what James said about the rapes in Sweden. James and I, we have better conversations probably during the break than we do during the show. But I was just asking James, why are all these people coming into Sweden amongst these beautiful, the most beautiful people in the world? Even when I was in the Army years ago, people used to want to go to Sweden when they could get, when they could get to furlough. But listen, you have to look back and see, why are they coming in? Who's benefiting? Who? James and I were talking about who is controlling the politicians of Sweden and in America. Who are bringing them, these people in? We know, for instance, in this country right here, our Congress is more, it's worse than worthless. Like James and I were saying at the break. If they were just worthless, that'd be bad enough. They don't do anything at all. They just rubber stamp everything that the dictator Obama does. But we're having to pay these worthless parasites. I mean, their benefits, I don't even know what their benefits could be. But I was just telling James, he's having a child expected in November, and he's going to be out thousands of dollars. How he's going to pay it, I don't know. He's like me. He's not very wealth endowed with money wise. But the congressman, it wouldn't matter if the hotel, you know, if their hospital bill was $9 million, no big deal. But and going back to the Bible, I told James about something during the break. Abraham, and I'm not one good with names, but you know, Abraham and Sarah were promised a child by God. I know Sam will know the names, but Abraham was told by Sarah. Sarah said, "Since I can't have a child, I'm old. I want a child. You know, going to my maid. I think her name was Hagar. Give me a child through her." Well, he did, and see, God put a curse on that union. The child was the forerunner. He was the ancestor of all Muslims. Now, if you remember, God said that this ancestor, the child, which his name escapes me right now, I should know it. God said his hand would be against every man, and every man's hand would be against him. Well, see, although that's a curse, that's nothing but a curse, it's still genetic, because anybody that is of this Islamic heritage is going to be violent. They're going to be criminals. Look at their countries, people. Look at any Muslim country you want to see. And Lord knows I'm no fan of Israel, but they are probably even more violent than Israel. And it's purely genetic, and it was a curse put on them by God Almighty. Don't take my word for it. Go back and read Genesis. It's there in Genesis. But, you know, James mentioned this immigration. People, I'll tell you what, I came over here to James's house one day last week. I don't remember what day it is, because James is very busy, just like we all are. But I'm really alarmed. I don't ever remember being as alarmed as I am right now, and I don't get alarmed very easily. But what we're witnessing right here, people, we're witnessing the meltdown of our country. And I knew it was coming. I'm 67 years old, and I've been following this thing for years and years, before James was born, actually. But it's just become at warp speed in the last several years, especially since Obama has been elected president, since he'd been installed as the president. I mean, he wasn't really elected. Hagar was, okay, that's right, people. Hagar, I thought it was Hagar, and the son was Ishmael. Ishmael was the son. He was the progeny. He was the prototype Muslim, and he's the one that God said his hand would be against every man. Every man's hand would be against him. He would be a wild man. It's just genetic. And that genetics there comes from a curse. Just like, and I'll say this, I'm no Bible scholar, but if you go look and you see when Noah put a curse on his son Ham, because Ham came in the tent, and I fully believe that Ham sodomized his dad, and he said that a curse be on Ham, his children would be servants to his brothers, and I believe that's probably where the black race comes. I mean, and you can chastise me for that if you want to, but I don't care. I'm just telling you the Bible. Take it up with the Bible. But getting back to immigration. Our borders are completely destroyed. And listen, I believe that the big picture here is that what we call it the New World Order, call it the Brotherhood of Darkness, call it whatever you want. As you all know, betray us, like our wonderful friend and ally Sam said, General Petraeus, well, we call him Betrayus. We were talking about him last week, and the military has put in this thing, they're responsible for putting in this thing called Rex 84, which stands for Readiness Exercise 1984. It's pretty complicated. I'll try to condense it into a nutshell. Back in 1984, at the time, a Marine Lieutenant Colonel by the name of Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, which was always wonder why such a low officer of the lieutenant colonel, usually it's at least a major general put in charge of, he drew up this plan. It was an emergency contingency. It was developed by the United States government and Rex 84. It was empowered with suspending the Constitution. They could declare martial law. They could replace local and state governments with military commanders. This you can detain large numbers of American citizens, and I'm getting to national. This ties in with immigration, people. So hang with me here. Detain large numbers of American citizens deemed national security threats, if my memory serves, in the event of a state of emergency. The state of emergency is you know what a state of emergency is? You tell me. our illustrious president can define the state of emergency. But if you'll, I would like to call your attention to all the world wars that we have been through. The First World War. Korea wasn't a world war, should have been. We lost, God only knows how many people there. The Second World War. We never had a national security threat. We never had the TSA. We never had Homeland Security, not even in the darkest hours of World War II. With this Rex 84, continuing with the Rex 84. They can cause with a declaring a national disaster. Some of the things that they said, if I remember, going back to memory, wish I'd have researched this better before I came on the show. It would be widespread opposition, for instance, from the people. If the citizens decide they're sick and tired of the military invading every Tom, Dick, and Harry, just say, for instance, they go into Central America. There's widespread opposition to that. Well, the military can come in and declare martial law. I mean, this is there. This is documented. I want you to go back and research this yourself to say that this isn't coming from Eddie Miller. This is documented. It's been declassified. Like I said, the plan was put forth by Oliver North, and how a lieutenant colonel got in to be so high up, to be so influential with the National Security Council. I have no idea. He was in the National Security Council with the White House, when he was a White House aide in the NSA, also connected with FEMA. So, looks like we're getting ready to go to a break. We'll be right back, and I want to tie this up in a minute and show you how it connects with immigration.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQonline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQonline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cofcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay, folks, I'm going to let Eddie quickly bring to a head the point that he was stabbing at in that last segment, and then we're going to talk about a couple of things that are really going to blow your socks off with regards to, we'll just call it, the invasion.
All right, people, I'm getting back to Rex. I'm going to try to wind up Rex 84. We have so much to cover. Going back to Rex 84. Okay, it was designed, basically, this immigration thing didn't just happen. It's been planned. Been planned, people, put in for decades. Okay, Rex 84. It was designed, when I was talking about Lieutenant Colonel Army Oliver North, even before that, the Army War College worked on it. They were starting putting in these camps out in the middle of nowhere. Now we call them FEMA camps. I know Sam will know what I'm talking about, and a lot of you people out there know what FEMA camps are. Okay, the Army colleges said they were preparing for instance, a black uprising where they thought they might have to round up to about 20 or 25 million blacks. If there was a black uprising, they were getting ready. They were prepared to wind up anti-draft people, pro-draft, anti-Vietnam people. This is back. See, it's been going on since the 60s. It was placed under Homeland Security, the National Guard, and the Army War College, etc. When one of the congressmen tried to grill Oliver North, people like that, Senator Daniel Inouye, if I'm not mistaken, the Hawaiian senator, said that this is a highly sensitive. They always say it's a matter of national security. Okay, now this is how it applies for immigration. I'm always talking about the big picture on this show. The big picture. Here's the why, who, when. Okay, the why, another reason for the big reason for the FEMA camps, they said, in case we ever had a mass influx of immigrants, we'd have to round the suckers up and put them in these FEMA camps. Well, guess what? They're coming in here and they're putting them in. They're being brought in by the federal government. They're being put in all the military installations right now. They're trying to keep it hush-hush. They're putting them in the FEMA camps. But guess what, people? The FEMA camps are designed for us. Influx of immigration is designed for two things. It's designed to bring our country down, to destroy our country, and also to be used as a gigantic false flag to be able to create martial law, martial law under a national emergency, and start rounding yours truly up, Sam, James, me, anybody who has voiced a patriotic sentiment in your body. They're going to round you up. There's a list of over 100,000 names that I'm aware of right now. And with that, I'm going to shut up because I've already talked too long. I tried to skim over it, but it's just, we have too much to say and it's too short a time. Going back to James.
Thank you, Pappy. And Pappy is, of course, dealing with things that are speculative but could very well pan out. I hope not. Let's deal with something that is happening right now. Now, Eddie, I'm actually just going to read a quick thing here and let you provide a two-sentence reaction to that, and then I want to dig a little bit deeper into this. But, folks, these are two things that are actually happening in the United States of America as we speak. In California, the federal government is bringing in federal agents with riot gear. This was a national news story this week. I mean, certainly not as big of news as, you know, Anthony Cumia getting fired or, you know, something important like that. But, no, in all seriousness, the federal government is bringing in agents with riot gear to protect the illegal aliens that are being bussed into California from the protesters who are waving American flags, who are trying to defend their community from this invasion. Now, the protesters aren't threatening violence. They are just getting sort of close to the transport vehicles that these illegal aliens are being, you know, conveyed in and waving an American flag. In Texas, the federal government is handling the invasion by dropping off illegal aliens at Greyhound bus stations and giving them free bus tickets paid for by the U.S. taxpayer to travel anywhere they want to go in America. So two things. In Texas, they are giving them free bus tickets to go anywhere they want to go, no questions asked, at your expense, ladies and gentlemen. And in California, they are escorting them with federal agents. And the bad guys in this are the American citizens that are waving flags in protest of their displacement. Quick word on that, Eddie, and then we're going to go.
People, that ties right back in with what I was saying. It's a big part of the plan to destroy the United States as a nation, to destroy our boundaries. And if you notice, James, I don't know if you mentioned the Border Patrol, but the Border Patrol is supposed to be designed to patrol the border. Well, they've been up in Texas, where James just mentioned, hundreds of miles north. Listen, in a town in Illinois just this past week, hundreds of miles from the border, federal agents swarmed a little small town there, and with a population of 850. They had Black Hawk helicopters, Homeland Security, and Border Patrol and local police landing at a school there, scaring the living daylights out of the kids there with an excuse to, they said they were going to crash a house whose criminals are hiding out 3 miles away. So, yeah, it's just a big false flag, James.
Well, it's criminal is what it is, and I just want to jog our folks' memory on a few things over the course of the last 20 years where the government has absolutely aided and abetted the invasion and the invaders and sold down the river the American people. 1986, Ronald Reagan himself signed into law the first legitimate amnesty, which legalized 3 million illegal aliens and inspired millions more to cross the border. George W. Bush, elected president in 2000 and 2004, failed miserably to force the existing immigration laws during the 8 years while he was in office. In 2006, the Republican-controlled Congress passed a Secure the Fence Act, which was supposed to build a physical double-layered fence along the Mexican border. Was never built. In desperation, citizens in the states of Arizona, Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina passed laws in 2010 and 2011 which attempted to deter illegal aliens from settling into those states. But of course, the Obama administration sued all four states to protect the illegal aliens, and the Republican-controlled Supreme Court decided in Arizona versus the United States in 2012 to gut Arizona's immigration law and crush the appeals from the southern states. In 2012, Obama issued an executive order which implemented the DREAM Act, which has been repeatedly defeated in Congress, and which is the immediate cause of the rumors in Central America that has inspired the president invasion. And just the other day, we talked about this last week, the Obama president announced that he is going to issue a new executive order which will implement amnesty for millions more of illegal aliens because Congress refused to pass his version of quote-unquote comprehensive immigration reform. So going back to Reagan all the way through the Bush years, the Clinton years, and now, of course, the Obama years, it is no doubt about which side our government is on. And the question is, what are you going to do? You're going to reform the immigration system? It's already against the law for illegal aliens to be present in the United States for more than 180 days. You're going to build a border fence. The border fence was supposed to have been built years ago. You're going to take action at the local and state level. The federal courts are already going to gut everything. They've gutted everything from Prop 187 to Arizona's immigration law. You're going to defeat amnesty for illegal aliens in Congress. You've already won every battle. Elect a Republican president. Republican presidents are controlled, just like the Democrats, and conspire to weaken enforcement of immigration laws. You were talking about Border Patrol agents, Eddie. Now they're just nannies changing diapers for the illegal alien kids and, you know, warming their formula. You got coyotes on jet skis crossing in broad daylight the Rio Grande, bringing in invaders. So what do you do when the federal government brings in thugs in riot gear, as happened in California this week, to defend the invaders from the people of the states? How do you respond to the federal government using the law as a means to plunder you and to reward foreign lawbreakers? And there are peaceful ways to revolt. You know, we need to take a page from the civil disobedience of some of those folks in the 60s. But you can either succumb to this despotism, or you can take action against it. You know, impeach the president, arrest these traitors who are aiding and abetting this illegal third world invasion. But if you choose to react, you might want to stop waving the federal flag. Why do you wave the flag of your enemy? It's not your country anymore, it's theirs. And we've got all these good intended people in California waving so hard that federal flag. It's the flag that they're oppressing you with, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you know, you're standing for what's right, but why are you waving their symbol? What's that going to do to deter them? That's their flag. It used to be ours, but it's not anymore. It's sad but true. It hadn't been ours since 1861 anyway.
Hey, James, before I get to the solution, and we always deal in solutions here in the big picture. Meanwhile, in Phoenix, Arizona, and all over Arizona, they're issuing driver's license to these aliens. They really are people. They're issuing driver's license to them. I don't know why they don't need them. Let me ask you this. Since they're issuing driver's license to them, do you think they have to have liability insurance like you, me, and James have to have? I mean, God only knows. I can't barely afford to have liability insurance. But in the state of Tennessee, if you get caught driving without a license and liability insurance, your tail's going to jail. Meanwhile, the IRS continues to persecute yours truly while these illegals coming in and sucking off the government tit, getting every kind of benefit imaginable. Okay, so much for the complaining here. Now, let me tell you what we do about it. James just said, what do we do? Okay, how many times y'all heard me say this? You probably know what I'm going to say, people. I bet you do. I'm going to say we go back to the Constitution. The Constitution says, I don't have it with me, but I'll just kind of paraphrase it. It says that whenever this government, people say, guess we got to go back and pay some bills, but I want to go back to the Constitution as soon as we come back.
Can't go wrong with the Constitution. We'll be back with it right after this. And Eddie's going to tell us a story from church. So stay tuned.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character. Where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
We're coming back live at an inopportune time in that I'm drinking a sweet tea here during the commercial break, and I had a big cube of ice in my mouth. I started chewing it like a mule eating briars trying to get it down. I still have half my mouth full. Anyway, I always eat every cube of ice in my cup every time. They say it's an iron deficiency. I don't know if that's true or not. It's just I like to chew on ice. What can I say? It's summertime. That's right, Eddie. If you can hear me crunching, folks, I apologize. Oh, Eddie, we have been corrected. You have been corrected, I should say. But it's okay. We like to be corrected when we're wrong. I think your intention was correct, but we got a couple of the names out of order. And so one of our loyal listeners, very intelligent woman of God, has delivered this to us. The child of Hagar is Ishmael, which I believe you said. He was not cursed, but not the child of promise. God gave him an inheritance and promised his mother he would be a father of nations also. God did not curse Ham, but his son Canaan. So, and Eddie does admit that he stands corrected. He got close. He was in the ballpark. I mean, you had the right family. But what you said, though, still stands. You just got a couple of the characters, a couple of the names. Eddie, you say God bless you to her.
God bless you, young lady. I tell you what, Lord knows I need all the correction I can get. I have to get correction to all this. I have Sam, I ask him stuff in the air. Did y'all come hear me talking to him? Because I'm not the sharpest knife in the rack. And thank you so much. You have made my night. You certainly have. Okay, here we go.
And we're going to get back to immigration now, but we like it. You know, listen, we want to be accurate in everything that we say here. And if we are proven wrong on something, a matter of fact, we're going to correct ourselves publicly. And I really like doing it when it's either you or Keith. All right, we're running out of time.
Yes, dear lady. I appreciate that. I would appreciate it much more if you correct James in the future from now on, though.
It is easier for me to report that when it's y'all that's wrong. All right. Really quick, folks, about this immigration thing, and then Eddie's going to tell us a story from church, so it's good that we kind of got back on a biblical footing here. But the blessings of multiculturalism continue to enrich us, and we're talking about the rapes that they are suffering in Europe as a result of third world immigration. Here, I mean, we all know what's going on, but this is just really disgusting. And this is a Fox News report that we linked to at thepoliticalcesspool.org, a FoxNews.com report. A government-contracted security force threatened to arrest doctors and nurses if they divulged any information about the contagion threat at a refugee camp housing illegal alien children at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas. First of all, folks, these are not refugees. They are invaders. Refugees are coming from, they're being driven out by a war or famine or something like that. These are not refugees. They are invaders. In spite of threat, though, several former camp workers broke their confidentiality agreements with Fox News and shared exclusive details about the dangerous conditions at the camp. They said taxpayers deserve to know about the contagious diseases and the risk that these children pose to Americans. And basically, this is a long article, but you can read it at thepoliticalcesspool.org. But to recap, you know, a government-contracted security force, Eddie, what does that sound like to you? What would you call that? Something illegal. Mercenaries. That's exactly the word I was looking for. Threatened to arrest doctors and nurses if they told the truth about what's going on here. So you got all these illegal alien invaders coming over. And in this off-the-record report, it was on the record, but they didn't reveal their names with Fox News. They're talking about just these endless list of diseases that these people have, including eradicated diseases like tuberculosis and others, but they've got scabies, lice. They said that you can actually see the hair of these people moving. It's just covered in so many bugs. Chicken pox, measles, strep throat, mental issues. A lot of these people have been clinically diagnosed with mental illnesses. And these are the kinds of people that are coming in. I mean, you know, it's not the people that are doing well in Mexico and South America that are coming in. It's the dregs. And I don't want to see these people done wrong, but my family has to come first, and it does not benefit my family for these people to be among us. It just doesn't. And not to mention the fact that they're coming here illegally. You know, they're not doing jobs that the Americans won't do. They're doing jobs Americans won't do for slave wages. But you used to have a skill that no other citizen possessed in order to be able to come here when America was a more healthy society. But bottom line is, folks, I mean, these diseases are just another aspect of it. But you can have a first world nation, or you can have diversity, but you can't have both. Or if you will, you can't have a first world nation with a third world population. Eddie, you have a 1 minute solution to this, going to the Constitution, and then you got to quickly share with us a story from your church. We've been two segments behind since the get-go tonight.
Got to really make this quick, people. The privately contracted security force, that's total lawlessness. Total lawlessness going, and that collects right in what they call the Constitution. Anytime they're paraphrasing the Constitution, anytime the government goes against the people, it's the right and the duty of the people to disband that government, to reorganize it, and to get another government that benefits us. That's the best of quick slam bam, thank you, ma'am, paraphrase. Okay, and what you do, we go back, we get rid of that government, we go to Article 10 of the Constitution, we go to state nullification, we go to county nullification, we go to jury nullification, and we reconstitute the militia of the several states, we get the constitutional sheriffs. That's the solution. If we don't do that, all the shows that we've been having are just, it's just a mute, you know, means nothing if we don't have solutions. Okay, now let's get back. I've always said that the church in here in the country is a big problem, and you know, because our church is so misguided. I had a minister here in town that I'm really well acquainted with. He was complaining about people. So I wish I could remember more what he said, but the conversation went something like this. He was kind of voicing his disapproval because some people were condemning the church, were criticizing the church. Well, my answer to that would be, is the church beyond reproach? Is it above a criticism? I say to you, no, it's not above reproach. It's not beyond criticism. The church right now is wrong. The church is really responsible for many, many problems in our society. It's responsible for the meltdown of society. The Constitution, like I've been telling you about, used to be taught in churches. Used to be taught in the pulpit. You know, a lot of our finest military officers were ministers back in the Revolutionary War. There's a lot of hypocrisy in the church. I've just happened to know a person who in Memphis who is supposedly a staunch Christian minister. Her dad was a minister. She went to one of the finest Christian schools in the nation. Preaches against alcohol like it's if you drink a beer, God forbid, it's like liquid Satan. But yet this young lady is just getting ready to marry a man who is divorced with children. And that's and this isn't Eddie Miller talking, and I'm not judging her like in a like God would judge. I'm just saying that is wrong. I don't care what you say. If you're going to be a Christian, be a Christian. If you're not, don't. If you're going to be a Bible believer in the Bible and say the Bible is true, every comma, every period, every exclamation mark, if it's either true or it's not, the Bible says you cannot divorce. There's even, and if a man, the Bible, I'm paraphrasing, I'm sure our lady's going to call in and correct James because James told me to say this. No, but the Bible says if a man puts his wife away in divorce, he causes her to commit adultery. If you will look, and once again, I forget which commandment, but there is a commandment, I think it's 5, it could be 6, but there is a commandment against adultery. Thou shalt not commit adultery. I would like to point out to the teetotalers in the Baptist church, who I happen to be a Baptist, but I drink a beer every now and then. Matter of fact, I had one today after I got through doing my 12.5-mile run. It was mighty good. But there's no commandment that says thou shalt not drink. You see what I'm talking about? That is, it's not my sin that's causing the problem, people. It's your sin. It's not my congressman that's causing the problems. It's your congressman. We need to get the hypocrisy out of the church. We need to get the church out of the closet. We need to get them involved in organizing militias. We need to get them in educating people into the hypocrisy and the fallacy of the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, I do have big problems with the church, even though I am a part of the church. Well, matter of fact, there's big problems with me. I'm not perfect. I need a lot of improvement. But, yeah, people should not criticize other people for bringing up legitimate criticism. And with that, I guess I'll go over to James and let him chime in what he says to say about that.
Well, Eddie, you wrapped that up so quickly. Now we have 2 minutes to go and nothing to say. I guess we're out of material now. But no, the church is certainly fallible because it is made up of people, and certainly it is a duty of a Christian or a member of any organization, a church in this case, to objectively or constructively criticize when the church falls short. And I know you said in this situation at your church, a woman had been. She lost her job as a worker at the school associated with the church because her son had reported that she'd had a beer one night at her home. But everyone in this church is celebrating the forthcoming marriage of this girl who would not, a great percentage of them with this young lady who is,
had a relationship with a man who had been married, and she's keeping her job. So anyway, last thing. Well, never mind. Hey, baby, they're playing our song, as the Buckinghams might say. But all right, folks, we love you. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
We'll be back with you next week. I promise you that. Good night, everybody.
Or to make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.